Well, thousands of protesters have rallied across Australia questioning the federal government's handling of the bushfire crisis and its climate policies. The marchers shut down streets in Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth during peak hour, but the biggest event was in the middle of Sydney's CBD. Our reporter Eleanor Whitehead was there.
They came from the city and beyond, calling for action on climate change and the Prime Minister's resignation. Thousands crowded around Sydney's town hall, causing delays to traffic and light rail, before marching onwards through the CBD towards Parliament House. Some were new to protests, driven by anger at the bushfires and the government's climate policies. 31-year-old David came from Campbelltown.
I've become increasingly frustrated. The apocalyptic scenes that we've got at the moment are just the catalyst for me to get up and do something, you know?
The organisers, Uni Students for Climate Justice and Extinction Rebellion, want pay for firefighters and an immediate transition away from fossil fuels. 26-year-old Amy joined from Marrickville in Sydney's inner west.
We've been suffering with the smoke in this city for months, and we're lucky. I've got asthma. I'm struggling to breathe, and I'm lucky.
How would you like to see the government respond in the short term?
Humanely, with empathy. I think that's a huge thing. I think the way Scott Morrison's handled this and his lack of empathy to the whole situation is embarrassing. I'd like the firefighters to be funded more. I'd like more schemes to be set up, and just money, and to actually admit that climate change is real. Like, it's clearly happening. This is what we're doing about it. We're marching.
Thousands of others joined marches in Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth and Hobart. In Melbourne, in a rally which was smaller than Sydney's, protesters defied the rain to block streets in the CBD. They'd been criticised by police and politicians, who said resources were being diverted from frontline firefighting to manage the crowds. But first-time protester Marcus Johnson said he hoped the event might shift the debate.
I've just seen a lot of talking on the news about ScoMo going to Hawaii for the holiday while the fires are on, and I just want to see if this can change anything.
Melbourne protester Marcus Johnson and Eleanor Whitehead with that report.